Juanita's Revenge by Robert Duclos. Dust clouds boiled as the new F-150 pickup raced through the multicolored lettuce fields north of Yuma, Arizona. In the 90-degree heat, thousands of tons of lettuce carpeted the ground, waiting for the final Mexican harvesting crews. Frequent signs read, "Drive slow. Dust harms lettuce." The 23-year-old driver didn't care. Leroy McQueen never wore seatbelts, never observed speed limits, nor cared for his miles of lettuce fields, only the money they generated. Today, his urgency was amplified because his hot-headed wife, Juanita, was released 2 months early. She walked out of the Perryville prison that morning. 2 years before, she'd tried to impale him with a 7-ton forklift after her father died in a pesticide accident. "She got a lousy 2 years for attempted manslaughter," said Leroy to Frank Gutierrez as they sped between the fields. "Only 2 lousy years. That damn jury thought my life was only worth 2 years. Leroy's Rolex bounced as he pounded the wheel. Frank grunted, knowing nothing he could say that would appease his boss. "I told her Manny caused that accident himself. It's not my fault he couldn't understand the English or Spanish instructions on the chemical equipment. I told her that 100 times. Manny should have said, no comprendo." Leroy stopped the truck. Frank still knew better than to say anything as he hopped out with his tools to fix a broken irrigation valve. He stood mute, ankle deep in the mud, as Leroy dropped his window and continued his rant. "I told her the same damn thing when her brothers died. They didn't turn off the high-pressure pump and blew up a $50,000 spray rig. There are OSHA posters in every packing shed and machinery barn on my property. It's not my fault." Then he warned Frank, "I want that damn valve repaired today. Call me as soon as you're finished." Sweat rings formed on Leroy's beige Pendleton dress shirt. A mile on, Leroy pulled into the abandoned Gomez farmstead. The 100-year-old adobe with its rusted tin roof was Leroy's favorite place to smoke pot, and his final refuge when he screwed up. He headed to the adobe porch. Leroy cursed as the oversized tumbleweed that crossed at least 2 miles of lettuce field struck his new pickup, scratching fine lines in the fresh coat of dust on the door. It was that kind of day. "If Juanita comes looking for me," Leroy fumed, "she won't drive way out here. She'd be seen. If she walks out here, she's so tall I can see her coming a mile away. I'll call the sheriff. Hold her off with my 12-gauge until he comes and hauls her skinny ass back to jail. And if she tries anything and I shoot her, well, it'll be in the damn lettuce field she loves so much. And I gotta call that lawyer to finish our divorce, take her off my life insurance, and get her out of my will." The screen door, held by one hinge, partially blocked the unlocked front door. Leroy kicked it open and stepped inside, a familiar scent mixed with the smell of dust and mold. Escada. Juanita's scent. "Leroy," said a deep Hispanic voice from the darkness. "You still coming here to get away? I figured you would." There was a glint of sunlight on a shotgun barrel aimed at him. "Juanita, honey, I don't want any trouble," said Leroy, carefully keeping his own shotgun lowered. "Why don't we just talk? Come out into the light so I can see you." "I don't like the light. I've been in jail, remember? I like it dark. I thought about you every day, Leroy. Did you think about me?" He'd forgotten how smooth and mellow her voice was, like her skin and hair. "My grandfather built this house. Then you took it away from us. Now sit down." "No," he said. "Hell, why do you always bring that up? This ain't your land no more. It's mine. Get over it. You don't have any rights to be here. I'm leaving." Kaboom! The roar of her automatic 12-gauge permeated everything in the enclosed room. Paint, dust, and broken plaster rained on Leroy's $50 hairdo. The ejected shell ricocheted off a cobwebbed window. It rolled to a stop at his ostrich-skin boots. "Shit, Hon Juanita, why are you shooting at me? I swear I won't hurt you. I want to help you, honey. Your lawyer said you're sick. You need therapy." "You'll be dead if I was shooting at you. Put your shotgun and your smartphone on the floor," said Hon Juanita. Her skinny jeans stopped 6 inches below her white tank top. "She is still a fine-looking woman," thought Leroy as his eyes became accustomed to the dim light. "To get those abs, she must have worked out every day in prison." Leroy hesitated. Sit on the damn floor, ordered Juanita, pointing her shotgun directly at Leroy. Okay, don't shoot. Leroy sat down, cross-legged on the floor, shoving his gun and smartphone out of his reach. Leroy relaxed a bit as Juanita sang the start of the hit Bang Bang. She danced into the kitchen. You want some Red Bull? Asked Juanita, smiling as she came into the light of the living room, her shotgun leveled on Leroy. She'd already popped the top. She bent at the waist and sat the can next to him. No bra. Leroy stared down her cleavage. He picked up the Red Bull, sniffed it, and drank it with one swallow. Tastes like shit, he said. You got something to wash that down? Bud Light, said Juanita. Don't move. She picked up his shotgun and cell phone. She sang, swishing her hips as she danced a little samba back into the shadows. Still armed, she returned and put another open can on the floor next to him. Again, Leroy quaffed the drink in one gulp. Her scent was driving him crazy. That's better, said Leroy. Got another? Did you really miss me in prison? Maybe tonight we can make up for some lost time? I'll finish that paperwork tomorrow. Juanita laughed. Leroy heard the tab pop on a can. She bought him another Bud Light. Leroy drank it in two gulps. That's all the drinks I have, said Juanita. Her voice quavered, her hands shook. You've swallowed enough of that insecticide that poisoned my dad to kill three men. One drop in each can. If you rush, you just might make it to the Yuma Regional Medical Center. That's where they took my dad and my brothers. Every day they treat chemical victims from the lettuce field. Better hurry, Leroy. You don't have much time. Minutes later, Frank, down in the hole fixing the irrigation leak, heard a racing motor. Shit, damn crop duster spraying when I'm out here. But it wasn't a low-flying plane dispensing deadly insecticide. Frank scrambled out of the hole in time to see Leroy's pickup race past him. It ran the highway stop sign and careened off an 18-wheeler loaded with lettuce. The F-150 cartwheeled across a ditch and through half of a gourmet test field. Never wear a seatbelt, Leroy ejected, and his new truck squashed him into his lettuce. Gas spewed from Leroy's pickup and ignited. The explosion threw Frank backwards. The fire incinerated the screaming Leroy. Shaken, Frank and the big rig driver watched at a safe distance. Frank called 911 and then the farm's main office. I talked to Leroy's farm manager, said Frank, shaking his head. When I told him Leroy destroyed half of his test field, he was pissed. 3 weeks later, the toxicology report ordered by the coroner showed a trace of alcohol, but no drugs, no poisons, or harmful pathogens in Leroy's charred remains. At the cemetery, late the next day, Juanita, in a widow's black outfit, stood alone beside the priest at her husband's graveside service. She had a death benefit check for $500,000 in her purse, and the knowledge that she was Leroy's sole heir. The young man in a hurry never found time to visit that lawyer. Returning to the main house, Juanita drove slowly to protect her lettuce.